Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
This guy's awesome.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And if you're familiar with this radio station, you will know that on weekends there's some hot, hot programming. And Gina, Grad, you throw up? I mean, where were you?
Whoa.
She is bomb, dude.
Does my face look as red as I think it does?
Yeah, where'd you go? I mean, Gina Grad is completely drunk on her birthday. She's turned 30
Jesus
today.
Christ.
And she was angry as hell out in the hall yelling about a strip ad or something.
I got emotional and then I got sick.
Did you get sick?
Yeah, but I'll drink through it.
You cool?
I'm cool as ice.
All right. You don't look great. You're sweating.
But I feel good, too.
Did you really throw up?
I got a little sicky.
I noticed you didn't excuse yourself. You just kind of sauntered.
This is not a good look for you. You're all sweaty and angry.
Drama is not a good color on me.
You're pissed off about the spirit of the ad or something.
That is not going to work for me, first of all.
What does the ad say
Mama's
for that?
Mama's going to need a lot more money. Can I say it?
Yeah, what is the ad that you're...
Can I say it?
Yeah.
It's like... And come see chicks with jugs bigger than Gina Grad's. Like, it's classy with a capital A-S-S.
Was there vomiting in that commercial?
There was vomiting after that commercial.
All right, that other voice you hear is Leo Quinones, who is the head of the Film Freak Show.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, nice to see you, man.
I'm so excited to be here. You know,
it's on 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock every Saturday.
Southern California's longest-running movie talk show.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll drink to that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. All right.
Happy birthday, Gina.
All right, so what's happening this week in the movies? What's coming out?
Well, the summer box office actually starts this weekend, Tim.
Right.
But before anyone looks at the top 10, one of my favorite actors, Willem Dafoe, you know, he's classic in Platoon and everything he does. He's got a mystery movie coming out, and it's called Animorph. It's
right.
Kind of like Seven, kind of like Science of the Lambs, creepy crime scenes that are turning into awkward works of art. It's called Animorph. You got to check it out. Small movie. Willem Dafoe.
What's under your eyes, dude?
Yeah, that. Thanks. It's a liberal amount.
Like,
it's a liberal
grease
amount.
Grease under your eyes?
No. I'm going down to air condition in Venice tonight. It's a cool club with Hornitos, the Hornitos Green Room.
Right.
So we're shooting some video. So if anybody wants to come down and be in a 97.1FM.com video, come down.
That's great. But why do you have that grease under your eyes?
It's a liberal amount of aloe gel preparation H.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's a little crazy.
You put preparation age under your eyes?
Yeah. I like to give people the stink eye.
Will you?
But,
hey!
Thank you very much.
No, basically, we're shooting video out there, and Gina, please explain. Define this.
Here's
what does
the
that
deal.
Do?
Preparation
you have hemorrhoids in your
H
eyes?
Is an anti-inflammatory. It's a topical anti-inflammatory.
Oh,
am I
Leo.
Right, Leo? So what that does is it reduces puffiness on your most sensitive areas.
All right.
Spoken like a champ right there. So, yeah, it's a little weird that I have preparation H on my eyes.
Yeah, my dad used to say that he once got his preparation H and his Ben Gay mixed up. And he noticed because his shoulders started to shrink and he ran to Detroit. but that is an odd look for you.
Yeah.
Are you going to take it off before you shoot video?
I'm going to ask Gina, should I go with the Preparation H, leave it on, or
does it really work? Does it help?
Yeah, it helps a lot.
Yeah.
It really does.
Well, here's the deal.
Oh, man.
You kind of look like you're crying.
Yeah.
So if that's the mood of the video, I'd say leave it.
No, it's a party thing.
Oh, I'd take it off.
Hornitos, shots.
Air condition is hot. I was going to say it's hot.
It's your birthday. What's your curfew?
Air condition.
I don't have one. Air condition is amazing.
Yeah, why don't you go with Leo down to air condition?
I would love to go. It's such a good club.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's going to be 11 to closing. And if you come down, I'll buy a Hornito shot. How about that?
All right. Where is it? 625 Lincoln Boulevard. That's near your house, right?
Absolutely.
So you can walk home.
I'm driving the Subaru, so I can't drink, but I'll take a cab home. I don't care.
All right.
I'm gonna have a few.
You're gonna give out Dodger tickets.
Yes.
And also Preparation H. Congratulations.
I will give this used Preparation H, roll it up, and hand it to anybody who wants it.
Oh, Bubbo. All right. What's coming out this weekend? What are we looking forward to movie wise?
Well, let's take a look at the top five.
All right.
Number five, I think Randy Wang has it here. Basically, it's Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Have you seen it, Gina?
No, I've heard wonderful things though about ample.
It's good.
frontal.
Yeah, and it's really kind of like a Something About Mary, and I mean that in a good way. So let me set up the audio for you. I had Nick Stoller in your chair, Gina. He's the director. And on the phone back in New York was Jason Segel, the guy who does the junk. And here's a little bit of us talking about the dude's junk from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
All right, here we go. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
The junk.
Yeah.
You are the most confident guy on screen when it comes to junk. How many times you cut back?
It's a total of 2.5 seconds.
When you're editing the junk, mm-hmm. and you're looking at the junk for hours, do you get numb to the junk?
No offense, Jason, but I got numb to the junk.
I made sure that Nick was numb to my junk the first time we met via roofie.
So that's what people are talking about.
Right.
They're talking about the junk, so there's a little
bit of... Yeah, there's a lot of wieners in that movie.
Totally.
Now, I could imagine, though, the guy's editing it, and he has to see it, like, you know, 700 times.
Weeks, he said. And you know,
did you see the movie?
Yeah, I've seen it twice. And basically, one part...
That turn you on?
Kristen Bell... You know, it doesn't.
No.
You think it does? Do you think it does?
Do you think
I'm a closet gay, too? Do you see the way the conversation's leading?
I do.
I come in here, Gina. I come in here to say, let me bring some audio.
Guy's got Preparation H on his eye, and he gets offended that I ask him if he was turned on by a guy's wiener.
In Tim's defense...
Oh, God, now it's going to landslide on me.
You're a very natty dresser.
Natty?
Very dapper.
Yeah,
this is Elvis in Hawaii.
You're a good
this
dude.
Is,
no, I know. You get tons of chicks, dude. You're always with another new chick.
No, I'm in a committed relationship.
Are you really right now?
Yeah.
How long you been in a relationship?
On and off, about 17 years.
Whoa. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right. So, what's the other audio we're going to hear? Maid of Honor?
Well, actually, let's not skip over Harold and Kumar because last night with Adam McAdosius and Arsenio Hall, you guys were talking a lot about pot.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, some people think I'm a movie critic, but I have this quote that was in LARadio.com today, Tim.
How'd you get in there?
I don't even know. Don Barrett listens to the show, but it's about my appreciation for movies. So if you'd like to read the quote from LARadio.com.
All right, here it is. One of the characters in Harold and Kumar escape from Guantanamo Bay, throws a party and says... I'm tired of topless parties. Let's have bottomless parties. There's such a scene with girls walking around with tons of
Yeah, you can.
Can you say that?
Yeah, you can.
With tons of bush everywhere. It was great. It was fantastic.
That's a true review from the Film Freak right there.
Oh, Bobbo. Look at you.
That is a one funny movie, Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
All right, Harold and Kumar. And that was pretty good, huh? You saw it?
Yeah, I saw that. And it's believable because they parachute, one parachute, and then they cling together, and they fall through a roof, and it happens to be President Bush's house, and then you get high with President Bush. So it's really along the lines of realness. Quit yawning, Gina.
Okay, all right.
It's not you, it's me. Stoli.
Now, what's happening? All right, real quickly. Baby name?
Baby Mama.
Baby Mama?
I won't do it.
You're not going to go see Baby Mama?
No.
I want to see that so bad.
What about 27 Dresses?
No. It's out on video, but no. Maid of Honor. Here's one. Michelle Monaghan. That girl is a party girl. She is the girl that Patrick Dempsey is in love with in Maid of Honor. I don't really want to see this, but we have a little bit of audio from Michelle Monaghan about beer bongs, about shots, about liquor, and listen to her. She's a total party girl. Check
all right.
It out.
Maid of Honor.
What is the best way to say you to Hollywood?
That's the wrong one.
Sorry. Is that it?
No, that's the wrong one. That's the wrong clip, brother. Let's move on.
All right. Well, you want to hear that clip anyway?
No, it's a 4-minute interview.
Oh, okay.
It's 4 minutes, so we really don't have time for that.
All right. Fantastic. All right. So we move on to Iron Man.
Iron Man. Robert Downey Jr. Great movie, by the way. I don't like going to see movies before the public because it's like a real stifled energy. Movie critics are all a-holes, you know, and they don't like anything.
Right.
But I actually saw it because my producer, Don Juan Cavillo, just had to see it. So we went to go see it. It's great. Go see
Iron Man's good.
Robert Downey Jr., Terrence Howard, Jeff Bridges, Gwyneth Paltrow, and directed by Jon Favreau. So it was fantastic. Really, really good.
I didn't know Jon Favreau directed it. That gives it like this whole hip street cred factor.
And what is it about?
It's Tony Stark, Marvel Comics weapons ammunitions guy. He gets captured, he gets tortured, and he builds a suit and starts kicking ass on the bad guys. It's a high-profile comic book movie. This genre is not for everyone, Tim.
My wife always gets down on me when I ask that. When I like ask her, I'm like, what is it about? She goes, you sound like you're in third grade when you say that. What is it about? Yeah. What is it about that movie?
You have to have a good suspension of belief to check it out. It's kind of like a Batman or an X-Men or that. If you're not into those movies, don't even bother.
All right, if you want to go see Leo and his shrunken eyes tonight, he's going to be at Air Condition. And that's at 625 Lincoln Boulevard in Venice. What's across the street there? Is it west? I mean, south of the freeway? Is it?
Gina's on it. I did bring some Robert Downey Jr. audio. Basically, I asked him, what's the worst thing that's ever happened to his balls? I did. And
what'd he say?
Well, I brought the audio, so...
Oh, you did?
If you have it...
I don't think I have it.
Yeah, you should. It should be right here, number one on your list.
What is it?
It's right here.
Oh, third clip. Oh, okay. All right. No, that's... okay, I think maybe that is it.
What's the worst thing that's ever happened?
Okay, that is it. Okay. Yeah. All right, what's the worst thing? Now, who'd you ask this about?
Okay, I'm sitting down with Robert Downey Jr. because in this movie he got electrocuted in the genitals.
Right.
So that was my lead-in question. And the guy going, whoa, is Val Kilmer. So it's a little bit of hit and miss here.
All right, here we go.
What's the worst thing that's ever happened to your balls?
Whoa!
Once I got a lithium battery caught in my... How do you do that?
I was looking for a watch, and I figured it was probably up my six.
Val? Lithium, not the cheap stuff. That's the
good
stuff.
I'm going to pretend my imaginary friend, Wayne the Congenital Bongo, didn't hear that.
Genital?
Dude, you know what? You come in here, and two out of three clips have to do with men's penises.
I knew that.
And then you come in, and you're like, you're nicely dressed. You got preparation under H under your eyes.
It all stacks up that way.
Yeah, it does. It really doesn't.
I have a tremendous confidence in my masculinity, Tim. Unlike you, brother. You know what I mean? I could say, hey, you know what? The guy in Sarah Marshall, the talk is about the guy's junk. Boom. There right. you go. Robert Downey Jr. gets tortured. Boom.
Yeah, how about your balls?
Yeah, how about your balls?
You're interested in that.
No, I can never be in like a three-way with two guys and a girl.
You couldn't do that?
I just can't.
I heard you can do that. All right. All right, gang. Air Condition tonight. Leo's going to be there with his shrunken eyes. Hornito's Green Room tonight, 11 p.m. until last call, which is what, 1:30
or so? Yeah. Can I come back, Tim?
Yeah, come on back. We love having you, dude.
Cool.
You're giving away Dodger tickets and... star in the 97.1 freefm.com video. You doing a video tonight?
Yeah, we're shooting a video tonight, and by the weekend, it'll be online.
All right, then you're doing some of Craig and Auto Parts.
Saturday at 12, giving away Dark Knight posters.
Jesus,
you're are you serious? Yes.
That's in
Locker Center, right?
Yeah, buddy, thank you.
All right, and then listen to a show 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday. And that guy's a big stud. We bust his balls, but he's a major stud, and he's not gay at all.
And if I may say so, kind of hot.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Gina. Happy
Gina's
birthday.
Gina's really attracted to you, dude. All right, and it has nothing to do with her being bombed. She always says that when she's sober, too.
It's a nice amber color,
yes.
And it's working for you, so stick with it, doll.
Look at that. Preparation H under his eyes. All right, gang, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Leo Canonis is with us, and Gina Gray. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
It's just the way I roll.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And this just in from Reuters is reporting this. Former professional basketball player Dennis Rodman has been arrested for hitting a woman at a Los Angeles hotel. Oh, boy. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Gina Grad joins us. And this is the latest breaking news, gang. Rodman, 46, a two-time NBA Defensive Player of the Year, was booked on suspicion of domestic violence. During the investigation, police found that Rodman struck a woman who suffered injuries to her arms. Sarah Faden of the Los Angeles Police Department said that. Rodman was released early on Thursday, that's this morning, and bail was set at $50,000. He's going to be arraigned on May 22nd. Oh, boy. He's allegedly out there... pushing these chicks around, man. Pushing around. Jerry, please. Serious stuff, man. All right, real quick, we have to say happy birthday to Gina Grad and sing to her. So let's turn the mics on. Mike's on, everybody. And here's a cake that my wife made for you.
This cake is amazing.
The candles are lit. 30 candles. It says, happy 30th birthday,
burn
Gina.
Burn this place down.
And music, please, young man.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gina.
Thank you, Jerry.
Happy birthday to you.
That was me.
Yeah.
Well, these bad boys
Gino!
Out.
Look at that, man.
Oh, please, baby, you're sick. You're blowing all over me.
Sorry.
All right. God, she's got like TB or cold or something. Just blowing all over me, man.
As many of you know, I have the Hep C.
Really? All right. All right, gang. At 10 o'clock, we got an interesting segment coming up. I'll tell you what's going on. We have an adult film star coming in, and she performs at the Spearmint Rhinos in Torrance, City of Industry, and Van Nuys. And she is going to give herself away for a night on a date. And one lucky person is going to win that. We have the three contestants in the other studio, two guys and a girl. And one of those lucky people is going to be going out with
Renee Paris.
Yes, Renee Paris. Look at that, man. And those dates are hot. That's not just, going out and, getting like an In-N-Out burger. That's like a full night of hot, 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 man.
Of just chicanery.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to do that in the 10 o'clock hour. Ms. Paris will be with us. And three contestants are all set up in the other studio. And I believe she's here. So you may want to stop her from going into the other studio. Yeah, she's about to go in the other studio. All right. Anyway, we're going to do that in 10 o'clock hour. And Spearmint Rhino, man, get out there and spend some of that money. Torrance, City of Industry, and Van Nuys, Spearmint Rhino Clubs are the best.
Make it rain, people.
Gina Grad is with us. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.